Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Good afternoon. It is now time for noonday prayer. I'm waiting on a few more people to come in. Good afternoon, Sister Angela and Brother Manny. Hoping that Coco is feeling better. I saw her hand was hurt yesterday when we were all outside and she fell. So I'm praying for a speedy recovery on my little Coco and hoping that her finger gets better. And happy Thanksgiving, Brother Manny and Sister Angela. Also, happy Thanksgiving to Pastor Michael and Prophetess Candace. You know, y'all guys have supported me through all of my ups and downs, and I appreciate and give God the glory and the honor for you guys. As I was talking, we had a meeting the other day, and I was saying that, you know, this year was the year that we're supposed to launch the radio station. And lo and behold, you know, just as I was getting gung-ho to launch that radio station, then my other sister passed away, so God has appropriate time for everything. There's, you know, nothing new on the sun. Ecclesiastes said there's a time. So the time was not right, but we will be launching it in 2023. That is a promise and not, you know, something that we're just cocking up in our mind to say. But, you know, it's just not the timing to start it just yet. So I, you know, thank God and give you guys the honor because y'all have supported me along the way and the process of getting these things going. And, you know, you can have all the money and have all the smarts. The time is not God timing. It's not going to happen. Amen. So I'm going to wait on for a couple more people to come on in so that we can start noonday prayer.
Praying, and you still have no answer. Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you have through so many tears? Don't forget the things that like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn.
Just haven't seen it yet. keep it moving with the love so deep. Hallelujah for the victory. Good things are coming even when we can't see. We can't see yet, but we believe that he is moving with the love so deep.
Haven't seen me yet. Doesn't mean that God didn't give you what you asked for this year. You know, we got one more month in this year. And some people say, well, Pastor Sonja, I asked and I prayed for this and I prayed for that. And God hasn't answered my prayers. Well, here it is. You know, like I was just saying earlier, everything has a time. You know, if you read Ecclesiastes, it says there is a time to laugh and a time to cry, a time to be happy and a time to be sad. You know, it's a time. There's nothing new under the sun, like the book of Ecclesiastes says. So, you know, just because you haven't seen it yet doesn't mean God said, no, he just made me sing. Just wait. You know, God has a perfect time for any and everything. When it comes to God's will for our life, he does it in his timing, not in our timing. So don't give up. Just keep praying and saying, God, you know my heart, you know my will, you know my mind. And I'm asking you in faith, standing on faith. And just keep asking, and just so said, so done. He will answer your prayer. Amen. I'm giving a couple more people come on in. They just sent me a text saying they come on in. They're coming in. Amen.
Been running in circles. Jumping the hurdles. Getting caught in that rush of doing so much. Feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes. Trying to be focused. Got me spinning my head. Catching my breath. Too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up. God wants more than just my love. I've been complicated things. Just like me. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking. But if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. All the way down.
Yeah.
Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. Yeah, it's really so simple. Oh,
says, love God and love people. Let us go get ready to go into our noonday prayer. I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to go into our noonday prayer. Amen. 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 Let us prepare our hearts and minds for noonday prayer. Amen. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I was glad when the Lord said, let us enter into the house of God and praise his holy name and give him the honor and the praise that he so rightly deserves. Amen. And yes, we prepare our hearts and minds. If there's anybody who has a prayer request, please send it to me or, you know, text it to me, Pastor Sonia. You know, I have a prayer request, da-da-da-da-da. You know, please send it over to me. Text it to me. Amen. Because I would not want to miss out on anyone's request and didn't say so. It's always nice, you know, to have people pray for you, but make sure you always have the right person praying for you, because there's some people you don't want praying for you at all. Amen. There are some people in my life I know that they did not mean me no good. They did not have great intentions for me, You know, they were okay on the outside, but in the inside, their heart was rotten. They had stinking thinking. And so I would never ask those individuals to pray for me because of the fact that their intentions was never right for me to start out with. So, you know, you got to find out who you can ask to pray, who you can have pray for you, because not everybody's going to pray for you. Some people are going to pray against you. Amen. So let us go into our noonday prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we give you the honor and the praise. We give you the glory right now, Father God, for allowing us to wake up on this day, Father God, and being able to praise your holy name, raise our hands to the heavens, which we know that you abide in right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you look down all of the people right now who's going through any trials or tribulations right now, Father God, who may be low in the valley right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that yea, they walk through the valley of shadow of death, they shall fear no evil, for you are walking with them, Father God. You are encouraging and supporting them right now, Father God. So, Father God, let them know that if they're in the midst of their valley right now, Father God, that they don't have to be fearful or scared right now, Father God. Let them know that they don't have to be down and out and depressed right now, Father God. Let them know that they don't have to be broke, busted, and disgusted right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a loving daddy right now, Father God, and we give you glory for that right now, Father God. Grace and your mercy that keeps us right now, Father God. And if it wasn't for your grace and mercy, Father God, I don't know where half of us would be right now, Father God. So, Father God, we give you the glory right now for your grace and your mercy right now, Father God. So, Father God, please remind each and every one today right now, Father God, that Thanksgiving is tomorrow right now, Father God. Let them know that Thanksgiving is not about the food or the family, but it's about the thanks right now. It's about the grace that you give in Thanksgiving right now, Father God. So, Father God, as you let us remind us to be thankful right now, Father God. Let us be thankful, first of all, for you right now, Father God. Let us be thankful for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins right now, Father God. For we have many sins and we are born into sin, but it is your son who made us right with you right now, Father God. So let us be able to stand on your word, knowing that your son has made a petition for us before you right now, Father God. So let us not only think about food and friends and family and whatever, but Father God, let us think about being thankful, Father God, being thankful that we are alive right now, Father God, being thankful that we're in our right mind, being able to speak, talk, and walk, and see, and hear right now, Father God, being thankful that, Father God, that we are not in a hospital bed right now, Father God, or either 6 feet underground right now, Father God. But being thankful right now, Father God, that we can still have another day to praise your holy name right now, Father God. Share the good news with those that's in the world that's lost right now, Father God. Father God, that's what Thanksgiving's about. It's about being thankful, being grateful, being humble enough to say, you know what, I am so grateful that God has taught me how to live and gave me the book to live right by. So let us remember to be thankful tomorrow morning, Father God, and not think about ourselves, not think about our pride and our ambitions, our selfish needs right now, Father God. And Father God, if there's anyone walking around in selfishness, anger, bitterness, malice, any unforgiveness right now, Father God, Father God, I ask that you touch their hearts and forgive them of their sins right now, Father God, because we know unforgiveness is a sin and a red flag with you right now, Father God. So Father God, if there's anybody that's walking around in these sinful behaviors right now, Father God, I ask that you heal their mind, their body, and their soul right now, Father God. Let them know that they do not have to walk around in unforgiveness, malice, hurt, anger, bitterness right now, Father God, because those ways are not of you right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual who's working with the school system right now, Father God, and she's a teacher for the first grade right now, Father God. And Father God, she's having an issue with her job right now, Father God. Father God, work in that situation. Step in and fix that situation. She's having a problem with the assistant principal right now, Father God. Father God, touch her right now and let her know that you are on the throne and you are working the problem out right now, Father God. Let her not have to resign because she's a good teacher for the first graders right now, Father God. But let her be able to stand, and after all that she's done, let her stand and stand forever right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual who's a hospital worker right now, Father God, and he's looking to get a promotion right now, Father God. Let him go through that interview not in fear but in sound mind right now, Father God. Let him be able to pass that interview with flying colors right now. Father God, as a matter of fact, go by each and every person in the hospital right now, Father God. Touch it from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now, Father God. Making their bodies new right now, Father God. Whatever bacteria and virus that they have in their systems right now, Father God, clean it right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Wherever bones may be broken, we ask that you mend it. Whatever illness that they may be suffering with, we ask that you heal them right now. But we know, Father God, that you are a healer right now. We know, Father God, you are a deliverer right now. We know that you are Elohim El Shaddai right now, Father God. Jehovah Rapha right now, Father God. Our provider right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you go by each and every hospital bed right now, Father God, and touch the children as well right now, Father God. Touch them in the NIC unit right now, Father God. Touch all the patients in ICU and CCU right now, Father God. Touch everybody that's on a ventilator right now, Father God. Let their lungs begin to breathe on their own right now, Father God. But as a matter of fact, Father God, touch all the nursing staff, doctors in the hospitals right now, even every employee, unit nurses and everything that works on the floors right now, Father God. Father God, continue giving them the strength to go to their jobs every day, doing the best they can right now, Father God. Let them not get weary and well-doing, but Father God, give them the strength to continue to work each and every day right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go not only go by the hospital, but touch the teachers right now, Father God. Well, there's a lot of teachers right now, Father God, that are going through the emotions of their students and going through the emotions of, you know, just the system going back and forth with stays in and out, hurricanes hitting school system, viruses and whatnot, Father God. Father God, give the teachers strength to continue to teach the children the way that they should go, Father God. Father God, let them train up the kids and be strong teachers right now, Father God. Let them be able to help the students to learn and read and provide good education for these students right now, Father God. Father God, we know that a lot of teachers has a load of classwork, Father God, and they are getting burned out left and right, Father God. But Father God, we ask that you continue to strengthen them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Father God, look at our government system right now, Father God. Touch our president and vice president right now, Father God. Continue to guide and lead them and strengthen them right now, Father God. Let them think of the decisions of the people and not of themselves right now, Father God. Let them not walk in selfish ambitions right now, Father God, but let them walk in the way that people are able to socialize with the do's and do nots right now, Father God. Let our government make profound decisions that will not hurt the nation right now, Father God, but let him make decisions that would help the nation right now, Father God. But Father God, you know we're in a recession right now, Father God, so those that are struggling to put food on the table right now, Father God. Father God, heal them where they can bring food into their home to feed their families right now, Father God. Let not one mother, one father, one son, one daughter, not even a pet go hungry in the houses right now, Father God. But we know food is expensive right now, Father God. And we know that a lot of people are struggling just to keep the mortgage paid and the rent paid right now, Father God. Father God, give those individuals substance right now, Father God, that they can sustain their family and feed them right now, Father God. Father God, give people the substance that they can keep the heat on right now, Father God, and not suffer through this brutal cold winter right now, Father God. Father God, we ask these things because we believe and stand on your word. Father God, we ask these things because we trust in you right now, Father God. So, Father God, when all is said and done, Father God, at the end of this journey, Father God, we know that you will be given the honor and the glory right now, Father God, because we cannot do nothing of ourselves, but everything we do, we do through you right now, Father God. So, Father God, we give you the things and we give you the honor and the glory right now, Father God, for allowing us to be able to do these things through your strength and not ours right now, Father God. Father God, look down on all of the people that's in the living assistance homes right now, Father God. But we know that seniors that insist on living and hospice units right now, Father God, are going through a depression because of the holidays and them being sick and not being with their family right now, Father God. Father God, go and sit down and have commune with these people that are in living assistance homes and rehab centers and hospice units right now, Father God. Let them not get weary and well doing, but Father God, let them have the spirit of praise and happiness right now, Father God. Let them not go into depression or down in the dumps right now, Father God, but lift their momentum where they can be happy for tomorrow and be happy that their family will come to visit them right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a friend to the friendless right now, Father God. So we give you the honor, we give you the glory right now, Father God. Father God, look at all of the single mothers and fathers that's raising their homes right now, Father God. Let them know that you will be with them when they are with their children tomorrow right now, Father God. Let them know that you will be right there as a person in the house to give that parent the strength right now, Father God, to be able to put good meals on the table and have family gatherings right now, Father God. Let every family come together, Father God. Let every family come together and put their differences aside right now. Let not families come together tomorrow bickering, arguing, and fussing and holding on to things that happened 30 years ago right now, Father God. Let every family come together in love, kindness, meekness, joyfulness right now, Father God. Let them come in the good fruit of the Spirit right now, Father God. For Father God, that's what we petition and ask for right now, Father God. Father God, as we continue to go on throughout this year right now, Father God, we know that there is only one more month in this year, Father God. Father God, we ask that you keep each and every last one of us right now, Father God. Strengthen us and guide us right now, Father God, so that we can bring in the new year with a new renewed mind right now, Father God. For you said, this mind is which is in Christ Jesus, also let it be within us right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask you to give us the mind of Jesus to do right and not wrong right now, Father God, to love and not love right now, Father God, to put all difference and hatred aside right now, Father God. And, Father God, when we stand on your word and stand before your judgment right now, Father God, let us be right in your eyesight right now, Father God. For everyone that has a sin right now, Father God. Father God, we ask for repentance and call for deliverance right now, Father God. Let us not be hindered under our sins right now, Father God, but let us be free of sin right now, Father God. Let us be free of any kind of sin that's going on right now, Father God. We ask for quick and speedy deliverance right now, Father God, from any sin that we may be entered into right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that when our journey is done and the days are done right here on this earth right now, Father God, a lot of us want to stand before you and hear, well done, my good and faithful servant right now, Father God. And Father God, that's what we live for, to please you and not man right now, Father God. But we know man does not have a heaven and hell, but Father God, we know you have the earth and the heavens in your hand right now, Father God. So let us be able to stand before you in righteous judgment right now, Father God, for you in righteous behavior right now, Father God. Let us stand before you in righteous Christianity right now, Father God, not hanging on denominations or titles right now, Father God, but let us stand before you as a human being right now, Father God, made in your image, Father God. But Father God, we know that at the end of our journey, we all look to hear you say, well done right now, Father God. So Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory right now, Father God. But Father God, this is the day that you have made, so we will rejoice and be glad in it right now, Father God. Like Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is my strength right now, Father God. So let us hang on that joy right now, Father God, and not on misery right now, Father God. Let us walk in the joy of the Lord right now, Father God. But this is the day that you will have, that you will make, that you have made, that you've done, that you have done, that you have considered, that you have put into the future. For every day that we have in the future, Father God, let us walk in your ways and in your will, Father God. Let us not walk away from your hand or turn our back on you right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a loving Father, and you say, draw nigher to you and you will draw nigher to us right now, Father God. So let us draw near to you, Father God, so that you can draw near to us right now, Father God. And when it's all said and done, Father God, let us be able to say that I serve the Lord and the Lord only. Let us not serve anything but you right now, Father God. And Father God, let our relationship be stronger than ever right now, Father God. Let our relationship in 2023 be stronger than it was in 2022 right now, Father God. So Father God, we ask you for all of these things, and we ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you continue to guide us and give us strength right now, Father God. Let us not get worried while doing or depressed or busted or disgusted right now, Father God. But let us continue to stand on your word and shine as that light that's not sitting under a bushel but on the hill right now, Father God. And when all is said and done, Father, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you praise to your holy name. Amen. Amen. Saints, now we will not be having Bible study this Friday, but we will be having Bible study next Friday because I want to give everybody time to still digest that turkey. I took my turkey out and I'm just hoping it's thawed by tomorrow morning because I'm going to cook that turkey and season it up. So from my household, from the Alexander Birch family, we would like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And, you know, just remember when you get up tomorrow, give God the praise. Give God the praise because it's not about the food. It's not about the family. It's about the Father. Give God the thank you that he deserves. Amen. This concludes our noonday prayer. Love each and every last one of you. Happy Thanksgiving.